More grace, everybody. Thank you that you're on this call. Of course, you know I'm on the road traveling to Raleigh, North Carolina. But I believe that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous do indeed avail as much. I can no longer get on the call and tell you to add anybody. I can just tell you to merge because y'all had this thing done at 5:59. We had 1,000 people already on here. Y'all don't know, people are crying because they can't get on this call. But it's because prayer is working. I mean, we're getting testimonies every day of the power of God. Somebody reached out to me today from the Houston church. You know, we prayed the other day that we are the exception. We are the exception. And no matter what other people experience, we are the exception. I am the exception. Long story short, somebody just reached out to me a minute ago and said, Prophet, I took a test. I failed the test. And even though I failed the test, they called me right after I failed the test and asked me how much money I want to make to come into work anyway. And I failed. He said, I got a 60. What that is? That's an F, ain't it? That's a D or whatever it is. Glory to God. They failed the test, but they're the exception. I am the exception. That was something that we prayed. I need you to understand, prayer got to be your life. It can't be something you just do every now and then, something you pick up in the morning, pick up at night. This has to be your daily bread, your daily water. This has to be your lifestyle. Find yourself praying in the Holy Ghost all the time, making intercession, supplication in the Spirit. Pray without ceasing. That can't be just something you say. That got to be your life. Because it is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that availeth much. And can't nobody tell me nothing otherwise. I have seen the power of prayer in the life of those who are bound by addiction, bound by sickness, bound by infirmity. I've seen the prayer of faith save the sick. And the Lord has raised them up every time because of prayer and intercession. There's one thing in my life that can never be taken from me. You cannot stop my prayer life. Now, I've been through many trials and tribulations, but I've always stayed on my face, knowing how to turn my plate down and get a breakthrough and cause every devil in hell, because I know the power of prayer. And I will not be moved. I will not be moved under any circumstance. I'm going to pray until something, I'm going to pray until something happens. I'm going to pray until things change. I'm going to pray until things move, because prayer is the hope of the believer. What do you mean is the hope of the believer? I don't care what you're experiencing. I don't care what bad reports you got. If you can pray, it can change. That's your hope. That's why you tell them, all right, let me pray about it. You hear me? I don't care what report you got. I'm talking to somebody who recently got a bad report. I don't care what that report is. As long as you can pray, that situation can change. As long as you can find you an altar, that situation can change. That's all altar means, change. That's what it means. That's why when you get married, where do you go? To the altar. Yes, because you're changing from two to one. When you get saved, where do you go? To the altar. Why? Because you're changing from a sinner to a saint. When you die, where do they roll your body to? Where? The altar. Because you're transitioning from this life to the next life. Everything about that altar is changing. That's why we come to the altar. Because if you create an altar, you create an atmosphere and an opportunity for God to come and change your situation. That's why you got to create, an altar in your house, an altar in your bedroom. An altar somewhere in your house. You got to have you an altar, a room that is designated for prayer, that is consecrated for the Holy Ghost, so that when you pray, things can begin to happen. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to pray. Our first prayer point is going to come from 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. Glory to God. That's right. I said it's coming from 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm sorry, Romans chapter 11, verse 34. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, and who hath been his counselor? For who hath known the mind of the Lord, and who has been his counselor? We are praying today that God would show you his mind concerning this season in your life. that he will show you his mind concerning your life, that you would not just be doing what you want to do, but that the purpose and the plan of God would be manifested in your life. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for revealing unto me your mind and your will for my life. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, we have the mind of Christ. And because we have your mind, we are omniscient and we know all things. Father, today as I lift my voice and I pray, hey, I thank you that you will give me your mind concerning this season of my life. I am tired of making the wrong decisions and doing what I want to do. I have no desire to move in the flesh. I belong to you. According to Isaiah chapter 55, you said your ways are not my ways, and your thoughts are not my thoughts. But I thank you that as I pray today, that you will show me your mind concerning the next season of my life. You will show me your mind for your purpose and plan for your life. Show me your mind for who I am to marry. Show me your mind for where I am to stay. Show me your mind for where I am to move. Show me your mind for what I'm supposed to do. I need the mind of God. I need the revelation of God. I need the insight of God to be able to go, to be able to flow, to be able to move and maneuver in my life. Hey, balabasha kalamanda la hobia, ye tele mande le kisa, zinune miki kalabanda la hutaya. Father, I thank you today that as I lift my voice and pray, that you are granting unto me supernatural wisdom, and the wisdom of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep my heart and my mind. I thank you for revelation knowledge. I thank you for insight of what is to come. You said that I would not be ignorant concerning the devices of Satan. So, Holy Ghost, I thank you for a God mind. Give me a God mind. Possess my mind. Possess my thoughts. Holy Ghost, live in my mind. Take over my thoughts. According to your word, as a man thinketh, so is he. Lord, reveal to me your mind. Show me revelation concerning what I'm supposed to do. Give me revelation concerning business. Father, I don't want to make a decision based on money. I don't want to make a decision based on what I see. But you said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, that we walk by faith and not by sight. I'm thinking that I'm not led by what I see, but I'm led by what I hear, because faith cometh by hearing. Hale, mele, lamalabasha, shatalamandala kodaya, remendere kitalabanzo. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice. You that are driving, pray. You that are walking, pray. You that are talking, pray. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Pray that God is giving you insight and revelation. Pray that he's showing you his mind for your life. Lord, show me your mind for your life. Hey! Alabasha, shatana, yeteman eleko dalabahazia. Hey, show me your mind. Show me your mind. Reveal to me your mind. Lord, show me your mind concerning this nation. God, as a prophet, as an oracle, show me your mind. Show me your will for this nation. You promised in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, that you will reveal your secrets unto your servant, the prophet. You promised in your word that the secrets of the Lord are with those that fear you. I fear you. I fear you. I fear you. I fear you. Now reveal to me your mind. Reveal to me your secrets. Give me insight. Hey, shalabanda yetanana mosa likandele behe. Lord, I need your mind. Show me how to raise my children. Show me how to move. Show me how to maneuver in the spirit realm. I need your mind. Show me how to be a wife. Show me how to be a husband. Show me how to maneuver. I need the mind of God for my life concerning this season, that I not make the wrong decision, that I might not move at the wrong time. Lord, teach me to be still. Teach me how to wait on you. For there is a promise to those who will wait on you and be of good courage. I ask for your wisdom. Hey, shata. Yo, malamandele be kotaya.
La talamanda le cosa, le bande le baladadi di elebo, robo sotune me ki fele ankaya, le balado boho, ye malalakita, le malabanda la hasuya, ye mele banda la hasoya. Thank you for your mind. Give me the God mind. Holy Ghost, take over my mind. Holy Ghost, possess my mind, possess my thoughts, possess my emotions, possess my soul. Live in me. Have your way in me. Give me the mind of Christ. You said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I thank you for the mind of Christ. I thank you for the revelation of Christ. I thank you for the insight of Christ to see what is to come, to see how to maneuver, to see how to walk, to see how to talk, to see how to minister, how to sing. I don't want to move in my flesh. I don't want to do what I want to do. I want to be led by the Spirit. For you said in your word that those who are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Grant unto me a God mind. Grant unto me revelation knowledge. Hey, hey, hey. Shata. Ula la mandele bekoba. Robosa tule mande. Hey, malale banza. Hey, malamandele kotaya. Tatala banje. Hey, mandolo robosa. Mikandele me. Menonomo suturi bikiza, ze balele mandele biahosha, shakanini mi ansolomoya, bandele die, le bandele bekotaya. Lift your voice and begin to pray for a God mind concerning your life. Wherever you are, lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. For when you pray in the Spirit, it is your spirit man praying. Pray for a God mind. Pray for him to show you his will for your life. You said that you would show me my will for your life. You told me that I would not be ignorant. Lamb of God, as I lift my voice and I pray, I thank you for revelation knowledge. I thank you for insight of what is to come. Show me my future. Show me my destiny. Show me what you've called me to walk in. Show me so I won't waste time. Show me so I won't be doing things that I don't have to do. Hey, hey. Hey, hey, shata, hey, mi kandele me, le mandalo hosa, ila le bandalo haya, ekale le bandalo bo. Show me your mind concerning this season. Show me your mind concerning my life. Show me your mind concerning my wife. Show me your mind concerning my brother, concerning my sister, concerning my children, concerning my business. What is your will for my life? What have you planned? Show me your mind concerning KCC. Show me your mind. Hey, Elebosha, Monday, 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 Monday de Kota, Lita Lama, Los Solomoya, Robosa Nulende Lekidalabaya, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory. But my God shall supply all, not some, but all. We are praying tonight that every need that is needed in your life, everything that you need for your business, everything that you need for your marriage, everything that you need, everything is going to be in place. There will be nothing lacking. You will be proficient, and you will have all the provision that you need. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, tonight, as I lift my voice and I pray, according to your word, it is written that you will supply all of my needs. I thank you that every need is supplied now, now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that every need in my life is supplied, not just in my life personally, but in every need in my life spiritually. Father, I lift up KCC. I lift up KCC Charlotte. I lift up KCC Jacksonville. I lift up KCC Houston. You know the needs of every church. You know the needs. You know if they need singers. You know if we need preachers. You know if we need musicians. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that we never experience a lack, but we always walk in abundance. And I thank you today that as we pray, every need that is needed in the life of KCC would manifest. Father, in Jesus' name, I call forth singers. I call forth more singers. I call forth more singers. Hey, my God, I feel the anointing. I call forth more singers at every location. I call forth singers. 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 Every singer that we need, I call them forth. In Jacksonville, I call them forth. In Charlotte, I call them forth. Hey, in Houston, I call forth singers today. I call forth more worship leaders at every location. Father, call them in. I call in men. I call in men. I call in men. Every need. Father, I need preachers. I need helpers. Those who can carry the word. Those who can hold down the fort. Those who are studying the word. Not those who just want mics, but those who are studying, who are deep in the word. Raise up preachers. Raise up men and women of God who are hungry for the word in KCC. I call forth ministers. Hey, Melebosha, everything that is needed. Father, I don't call forth musicians. I call forth minstrels. I'm asking you today to raise up minstrels in KCC who have a heart for ministry, who have a heart for the kingdom, who have a heart to see every need supplied, who have a burden for the ministry, for the sound of heaven. Hey, Father, I call forth minstrels. I call forth minstrels. I call forth minstrels. Elebosha, lemandelebe kotaya, lakilema. Every need, every financial need, every need that is needed in my life, I call it forth. For it is written that you supply all of my needs. May every need be supplied in the life of my family, in the life of my business. I speak to the accounts of my business. Hey. Hey, 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 Nisha, hey, Mokosha, Labadala Bandelebe Kotaya. And I come against every power that is hindering my provision. I come against every demonic spirit that comes to hinder my provision, that comes to stop my flow. In the name of Jesus, I come against every barrier, every wall that comes to hinder my flow. Oba, Oba. Obiasha, Ilele Mandele Kota, Lilian Daraba Sotolobosha, Mandele Kosaya, Yaninian Zeleme, Ninana Mohota, lift your voice and pray. Call in your provision, command provision, command provision, command provision, command that every need is met, every financial need, every need in my life is met. Hey! I said every need in my life is met, every need in the life of my children, every need concerning their college, every need concerning their future, every need in the life of my grandchildren, in the life of my son, in the life of my daughter, in the life of my mother and father, in the life of KCC, may every need be met. I lift up those who are connected to this anointing, who are under the umbrella of this anointing. May you meet every need. May they want for nothing. Hey, all the days of their life, we call it in. Father, we need we need more men. We need more men. We need more husbands. We need more marriages. We call in marriages. We call in marriages. We call in marriages. We come at oh by a shot. Come on, pray, pray. I just felt opposition. Call it in. Ele Bosha. Yele Makataya. Yakatine Mekekosa. Lilandelebe obibiasha, landalabohotai. Hey, Baba Shatana Mande. Obo, sobo, sobo, subasha. Yebe sheba laba. Remandelebe ikandalabokotaya. Yendelebe, hey, 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 shata. Hey, sikaba. Hey, mikandeleme. Hey, ukushena. Ukumandele kita. Yankalamaso. Ulele bandele le babedi alabasha. Shatanana manso. Bamfan kamen. Come on, come on, kanini. Riki minki ankanana mo usa. Sinuni I andele etaladosna. Banka di e. Alasia. 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 Shakamo. Alasia. Shetele me. Mendele le masa. Father, you know the areas of my life where things are lacking. You know the areas of my life that I need breakthrough, that I need change. But I thank you that as I pray today, that needs are being met. I thank you, hey, that needs are being met. Meet every need, meet every need, meet every need, meet every need, meet the need of that woman, that single mother who needs a breakthrough in her finances. Meet the need of that single father. Meet the need of that individual who is at their wit's end. I thank you that every need is met. Every need is met. Every need is met. My need is met. My need is met. The need of KCC is met. They want for nothing. They need nothing, nothing like it, nothing broken. I speak shalom. I speak peace. I speak prosperity. Obo, Obiasha, Shatana, Yikelemanda. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and intercede. Lift your voice and pray. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, Shata, hey, Mikandeleme, Yani Asikele Mandalohova, in the name of Jesus. Uralabasha, Shande, Yele Mandala Sia, Sila la Mandala Kotaya, Mambebebe, Menderebe Korabashitelema, Ramandelebia Sia. We're going to go to Mark chapter 1, Mark chapter 1, verse 28. And immediately, his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. It's talking about Jesus. Immediately, his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. We are praying that God is going to let something supernatural happen that will lift up the fame of your name, that will lift up the fame of the ministry, that will lift up the fame of KCC. That God will let something happen to lift your fame. Hey, my Shatta. You got a business, but don't nobody know about it. You got a ministry, but don't nobody know about it. You got ideas, but don't nobody know about it. But something supernatural. Hey, I said something supernatural. Oh, ba-ba-ba, Shaka. Raise your right hand. Say, oh, Lord, let something supernatural happen that will lift up the fame of my life across the world for your glory. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that I believe KCC needs to be known all over the world. And Father, all it takes is one testimony. All it takes is one supernatural occurrence. All it takes is one blind eye to come open, one deaf ear to hear, one individual to get out of the wheelchair. Father, today, as I lift my voice and I pray, I thank you that you are causing a supernatural occurrence to take place that will cause the fame of KCC to be known abroad. You are causing a supernatural occurrence to take place that will cause the name of Brian Kahn to be known abroad, not for my glory, but for your glory. Father, there are those on this call. Hey, Malaba, Shante, Yendelelema, Lamalema, Lemalema. Lemandelebe, Likandelebe, Robo Satuna, Likandelebe Echo, Uku, Ukumasha, Shatanana Manza, Hey, Elebo Shatia, Ikandelebe Osa. There are those who are on this call who have businesses, who have gifts, who have abilities, but they are limited. They can't seem to break through and go to the next level. I cancel every limiter. I destroy every barrier. I cancel every lid that is over their life, and I declare that something supernatural is taking place over these next 30 days, that their name and their fame will be known abroad. Holy Ghost, I thank you that my name is being heard everywhere. I thank you that the name of KCC is being heard everywhere. I thank you that the name of Jesus is being heard everywhere. I thank you that the name of Mount Zion and Bishop Lambert Gates is being held everywhere. I thank you that everywhere I go, I hear the name KCC. Everywhere I walk, I hear the name KCC. I thank you that a supernatural occurrence is taking place to lift up the name of Jesus. But you said in 12:32 John, that if you be lifted up, oh, ba-ba-ba-sha-tandala, that you draw all men unto you. We lift you up. 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 Oba shaka lekelemanda lemandelebe sotaya robosonuna mikendelebe likandele lulalabanzia sinonomohotaya latilebe kristibi ifala mufanini pankakukas shekaya yankani onso olalabayaya. My God, let a supernatural miracle take place in the ministry. Father, I thank you that a leg is growing back, that arms are growing back, that eyes are coming back in the socket. I thank you for a supernatural miracle, a supernatural breakthrough that causes our name to be spread abroad. Father, somebody has a cake business. Somebody got a shirt business. Somebody got a hair business. Father, somebody got all kind of businesses. I thank you that you are going to cause something supernatural to take place in their business where their name will be spread abroad. I decree it. I declare it. I command it. Oh, by Shatta, Ilelemanda, I superimpose the fame of God over KCC. I thank you that wherever the sole of our feet tread, you were granted unto us, and our name is known everywhere through the prayers of the righteous. Hey, come on, lift your voice and pray. Pray for your church. Pray for your business. Pray for your son. Pray for your daughter. Call their names. Inalama, Lemendelebe, Yekobashata, Yankarama, Yambioso, Ulolobohosha, Yendelele Baliatia, Tina Mande, hey, Elabasha, Elabasha, Elabandelebe Kobasia, in the name of Jesus. I want you to hear me. We're praying our last prayer. We're speaking to debts in our life. Now, I hope y'all got these prayers and you continue to pray them, that God would show you his mind concerning this season of your life, that God will show you his mind concerning your future, your marriage, your relationship, that God will show you his mind, not just what he wants you to do, but when. A lot of times we have the what, but we miss the when. Timing is everything. Timing can mess you up and cause you to miss everything God got for you. Moses moved too early and ended up in the wilderness for 40 more years because he moved too early. Timing is everything. Are you listening to me? Timing is everything. We are praying today for that list that you have written down with your debts on it. That list. Hey, ba shande de be kora mandala siya. Malaba. Malaba. Malamanda. Raise your right hands in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that every debt is canceled. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Cancel every debt. Father, you know the debts of your people. You said that the borrower is slave to the lender. You said that we are the lender and not the borrower. We are above only and not beneath. We are the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that every debt, every financial 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 debt, every individual to whom we owe, just not financially, but every individual who is holding something over our head because they say we owe them. Father, in the name of Jesus, may that debt be canceled. House debts, cancel. School debts, cancel. Hospital bills, cancel. You said nothing is impossible. I believe my faith with you, and I trust you for supernatural debt cancellation. I thank you that money is coming into our hands so that we're able to pay off all of our debts. God, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, I thank you for money coming in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I thank you that I flow in a stream of money. I thank you that I flow in a river of money. Oh, Alasha. Oh, Elebe Asha. Hey, Ilele Banda La Kita Labako Koko Kosha. Shemandia. Hey, in the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I'm excited about prayer. I'm excited about what God is about to do in your life. I'm excited that increase is about to hit your hand.
and your name is getting ready to be known everywhere. Your fame will be spread abroad because of a supernatural occurrence that is taking place in your life and in the life of your business and your church. It is so. We decree that. I'm headed to Raleigh. I'm headed to preach at Mount Calvary for Mama Shirley. You know, you got to wear your mask if you're going to be there. You know, they don't have what we got. Praise God. Hallelujah. I mean, they got it. They just got it in a different form. So make sure you have your mask on. I mean, you know, at least walk in there with it. Have your mask on, and let's prepare ourselves for a move of God tonight. I have a word straight off the press, straight from heaven, that I believe God's going to have me to preach that's going to help you go to your next level. I'm ready for the breakthrough. I'm ready for the change. October the 22nd, we are in Charlotte, North Carolina for our 6-hour shut-in. I said October the 22nd, we are in Charlotte for our 6-hour shut-in. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Whatever you do, don't miss it. Come by train. Come by plane. Come on gurneys. Come on carts. Come on wheelchairs. Come crippled. Come lame. It don't matter. Get there. And let's believe God. And you're bringing $100 on the 22nd. You're bringing $100. Do not miss it. Something powerful is about to be released in your life. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. You can't be stopped. We got prayer in the morning at 6 a.m. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for it. I'm ready to tear the devil's kingdom down. Hey! It is so. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. I see some of you tonight. I don't see you tonight. I see you Friday in Florida, Hollywood, Florida. I see you one of these days. Don't miss it. Something good is about to happen. I can feel it. Your name is getting ready to be known everywhere. You think Prophet Khan is known now? My God, you ain't seen nothing yet. Governors and presidents and prime ministers are seeking me out for the word of the Lord that is in my mouth. And it shall be, even if I have spoken. You are blessed. More grace. I'll see you later. Bye-bye. Oh, bye-bye.